From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. All of the attention that Iowa has gotten in the past year comes to a head tonight. Nearly 2,000 precincts across the state will record the first votes in the presidential nominating contest. At most sites, Iowans will write a name on a blank piece of paper and put it in a box.
NPR's Don Gagne and Ari Shapiro are in Iowa for the caucuses. Don joins us now from Rick Santorum's election night headquarters in Johnston, Iowa. Ari is at Mitt Romney's headquarters in Des Moines. Welcome to both of you.
Glad to be here.
And Don, all the candidates had events today in Iowa, of course. Why don't you give us a last-minute snapshot of the frenzy going into tonight's caucuses?
Well, it's the last-minute shaking of hands. It's closing the deal. It's making sure those who like you know where they're supposed to go, make sure that they're enthused enough and excited enough to actually turn out tonight during that 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. block when the caucuses will take place, to make sure people know they need to be there on time, because if you show up late, you won't get in. You can't come in at 8:30 and get your piece of paper and cast your ballot. But they have been all over the state. And while these caucuses have felt at times kind of quiet with the debates taking center stage and all the social media that's been going on, the last few days have been really intense. You know, events in Polk City and Atlantic, Iowa, and Dubuque and Ames and Davenport. But all roads tonight really do converge on the Des Moines area. It's the main media market, and it's also the place where the airport is, because they'll all be getting out of town tomorrow.
That's right, in Edmonton, New Hampshire. Ari, let me turn to you. You were at Mitt Romney's final Iowa event this morning. He has been taking a real front-runner's tactic, really ignoring the opposition for the most part, focusing his attacks on President Obama. Let's listen to one thing that Mitt Romney said this morning.
This has been a failed presidency. I will go to work to get Americans back to work and make sure that job one is concentrating on jobs for Americans, not just keeping one's own job.
Ari, how would you describe the mood of the Romney campaign heading into tonight's caucuses?
Surprised that they're competitive here. This is a state that the Romney campaign largely ignored 6 months ago in the early stages of this campaign. They thought they might not have a chance in Iowa, and it wasn't worth raising expectations only to then fail the way they did in 2008. But as recent polls showed, Mitt Romney with, albeit a slim lead, a lead, they're pretty excited that they could actually win, which would be somewhat remarkable. You know, a relatively moderate Massachusetts governor, a fiscal conservative from New England, winning in a state that tends to favor social conservatives, evangelicals. And so yesterday you saw Romney campaigning in eastern Iowa counties that he won 4 years ago, hoping to deepen his base of support. He's going to fly to New Hampshire tomorrow and then on to South Carolina at the end of this week, whether he wins or loses tonight.
Don, we mentioned that you are at Rick Santorum's headquarters. There's a lot of attention on that candidate since a poll over the weekend which showed him passing Texas Congressman Ron Paul and now on the heels of Mitt Romney. Chances are you would not have been at Rick Santorum's headquarters if this caucus were held a couple of weeks ago. What's happening in his camp?
Exactly. I mean, they're building the set here for what they hope will be a big victory party tonight, and it's still astounding to me to even say that. I've been watching Rick Santorum in Iowa going back till early this summer, even in the spring. And we used to always say, well, there's nothing but upside to the Rick Santorum campaign. And when you would ask him about his low single-digit standing in the polls, I mean, he was like rock bottom, last place for the whole campaign until recent weeks. He said to me at least three or four times over the course of the campaign, over the months, I'm the little engine that could. I'm the little engine that could. I'm the little engine that could. And here he is. He is literally, approaching the top of that big hill, like the train in the story. But give a listen to this piece of tape. This is now his tone as he makes his closing argument.
Take a look. There are different ways of solving these problems. Barack Obama has one way and I have another. Look at them, make sure they're real, make sure that you can see how we can accomplish this vision.
Again, Rick Santorum, comparing himself to Barack Obama, not even talking about his other candidate, the other candidates in the race, he's feeling really, really, really good.
And the third candidate who's been doing well in the polls going into tonight's caucuses is Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas. Let's listen to some of what he had to say about today's voting.
It's a wonderful opportunity to restate our sound principles about why this country had been great and what we need to restore peace, prosperity, and liberty to all of us.
Ari Shapiro, we hear a lot about Ron Paul's solid organization in Iowa. Where is he drawing his support?
Well, you know, Ron Paul has always sort of built his appeal based on his ideas, whereas some of the others were competing to be the most social conservative, the most Tea Party-ish. Ron Paul has always occupied this distinct niche where he defines conservatism differently. He says, take a small foreign international approach, end wars, dramatically change federal monetary policy, and this sort of libertarian approach has a really broad appeal to a wide range of people, from people who voted for President Obama in 2008 to some young college students are out there knocking on doors for him. And that's, along with the ground game that he's been really exercising in Iowa from the beginning, helped him out a lot. So, you know, putting him right up there in the top three tonight.
Don, let's think back to 2008. You covered the caucuses then in Iowa. Mike Huckabee, will remember, won on the Republican side. It was the first big victory for then-Senator Barack Obama before he went on to win the Democratic nomination. How would you compare the scene this year with in 2008?
Well, I'll tell you, the world has changed in 4 years. The way technology is being used, the way these campaigns, even the Iowa campaign, has become kind of a national campaign, with them talking to Iowans in television ads and from the stages of debate sites all over the country. So that has made a difference. There have been fewer appearances by the candidates, even though it's been really intense for the past week or two, with the exception of Christmas. But in 2008, both of those victories, Huckabee on the Republican side, Obama on the Democratic side, were a surprise. This time, though, we have had like a surprise every couple of weeks, with different people coming to the fore and following. Rick Santorum, of course, taking advantage of that, in part because of the stumbles of others, but he's consolidating the conservative base, it seems.
And Ari, briefly, we haven't mentioned three other candidates: Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, and Rick Perry.
I think the expectation is that any one of them might take enough votes away from Rick Santorum to give Mitt Romney a win tonight. Mitt Romney had been polling around 25%, which is roughly what he had 4 years ago. 4 years ago, it was not enough to put him over the top. If those others split the vote tonight it could be.
Okay, Don and Ari, thanks to you both.
It's going to be interesting.
That's NPR's Don Gagne in Johnston, Iowa, and NPR's Ari Shapiro in Des Moines.